Hey, Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now, we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then, we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Hope your Thursday is going great.
Sunny, it's 65 degrees.
A little windy, but we will take 65 at the back end of November.
2 to 6 every day, it's a little windy, bro.
A little windy in here, a lot of hot air in here.
Yeah, a little windy here every day from 2 to 6.
And a lot to discuss today. This has been a great week because there have been so many Chicago topics to discuss. From the Bears and what are they going to do, big picture. Is George really upset? Theo is now out the door, and now the Bulls have a brand new pick at number 4. And if you listened to the Waddle and Sylvie show yesterday, especially yesterday, for the most part this week we've mentioned him as well, but really we hit on him yesterday a lot, is Patrick Williams, the fourth overall pick out of Florida State, from North Carolina, and there is lots and lots of reaction. I don't know if you heard Mike T's Waddle. He is anywhere from Tyrus Thomas 2.0 to Kawhi Leonard 2.0.
It just depends on which basketball expert you're talking to. And by expert, I just mean somebody who's screaming at the top of their voice that, same old Bulls! If you know exactly how he's going to be as an NBA player, God bless you. I'm going to sit back and watch them as they develop this kid, hopefully.
This is from my buddy Jordy last night. He texted me.
Come on, Jordy, what do you got?
7:59 p.m. Please tell me you hate this pick as much as I do. That was from him. This is from my buddy.
Time out. Did you send back in any way, shape, or form, did you ever send anything back to Jordy, a question as to how much, and maybe he's watched all of them, but how much Florida State basketball he had watched?
I told him to go pound sand.
Oh, did you? Okay.
No. I mean, well, they were coming in fast and furious. This is from my buddy Michael, who is a very successful attorney. The Bulls just picked a backup with the 4th pick. This is real? ?
Yeah, but at Florida State, they play a system where 10 guys play. It doesn't matter who starts, it's who finishes, right? I'm just trying to give you the other side of the argument with regard to everyone that started to sweat profusely when that pick was made.
This is from my buddy Brian. This is a series of texts. He's a texter that I don't love his style on the texting to begin with. We all have that friend
who
they send one sentence at a time. So thus you get, if he's writing 7 sentences, you're getting 7 different text messages.
Was he broken?
Like, just one flip line phone after another, Black, and it drives me up the wall.
It's flip phone. Does he have a flip phone?
I don't know what it is. It's like one thought, text, send. Another thought, send. Another thought, send. Just summarize it in a paragraph for me, because my phone's blowing up here.
And all right? Of these guys are accomplished basketball scouts as well, right?
You know it.
Okay.
We like to use the old joke, and I don't think anyone who listens to us anymore know who Marty Blake is.
Dude, that's my go-to.
Yes. And I knew you'd like that.
Marty's my go-to. He's not with us anymore, right?
Marty Blake was an old crotchety NBA scout before the internet.
My guy.
Chet used to put him on all the time, Chet Kopic. They used to call him a super scout because he was so connected. But he would never talk about underclassmen, though. He had to be coming out of college. So, like, he was, like, old
Chet,
school,
you know,
like Jerry Krause.
Don't talk about underclassmen.
Don't ask me about upperclassmen.
It's like Jerry Krause used to say.
Old and crotchety with, like, a gray beard, right? A little overweight. He was a super scout, Marty Blake.
I don't think I could have picked Marty Blake out of a lineup, but I always used his name when it came to NBA scouting.
Yeah. So, Brian, who's another successful, like, all these guys. One guy owns his own marketing firm.
Okay, but time out. Just because a guy's a successful attorney doesn't mean he's got great basketball acumen.
That's my point. I'm not saying that they do. I'm saying these are all smart thinking people.
Okay.
These are all really bright individuals.
Gotcha.
and that they have panicked. Like, this isn't like me swinging, you know, how you always would say Cap is talking about the Twitter people and he's swinging at ghosts. These are real friends of mine who love sports and are smart guys.
Yeah.
I would trust these guys with my kids. Now, maybe scouting my basketball team?
Yeah, maybe not if he's taking them to a basketball camp.
So this is from Brian, one line at a time, Brian. Why? New text. Over Obi and the guy from Israel? Question mark. All him. Send. I'm confused. Send. Please, God. Send. I channel Marvin Williams. Send. He didn't start and he sucked. Send. So
how did Brian know anything about using his terms, the guy from Israel? Like, he was so in on the guy from Israel, but he didn't even know what his name was.
He did not know. Yes, he did not know.
I would tell your buddies, when the pandemic clears, come on over. We'll spend some time. We'll have a dinner party. We'll enjoy each other's company. Stop sending me silly, you know, over-the-top, nervous basketball tweets. Like, nobody knows who this kid's going
to
be.
Well, I've told them all. I said to them all that, again, it's like Abdallah likes to use the scorned lover. I've used the scorned lover before because I can identify with this. I mean, look, I didn't find the woman of my dreams until I was 40. I didn't get married till I was 40. You talk about swinging and missing. You talking about going to the bat rack and continually missing. But yet, when I would start a new relationship, I would still be hopeful. And I would give them the benefit of the doubt. And then when they cheated on me, then I'd send them to the curb. But
you gave them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. And I would hope they gave me the benefit of the doubt. Like, a lot of people like to say Sylvie whines about stuff. I get this still. And like I'm sitting here at the top of the sports mountain. Well, yeah, like Chicago has gifted me all of these great championships. I mean, the Gar Pax run was so fantastic. Yeah, I'm such a whiner. How dare I ever complain about the end of this? You know, how dare I complain about the Bears who have given me one Super Bowl in my lifetime? You know, and has gone to
two, actually.
One Super Bowl championship.
Okay, I just want to make sure. About, yeah, don't.
I'm talking about titles here, okay. Waddle.
All right, my bad.
You know, and like not consistent postseasons and things like that. And I'm the whiner. Ooh, God forbid that I'm whining, but I'm the guy. Whenever someone takes over, Ryan Pace, in this case, Karnishevis and his crew, Theo. You do it, too, with the White Sox.
Clean slate, baby.
Han, clean slate. Clean slate. I'm not telling you to believe in everything. But before you jump down their throat, okay. Like, at least size it up. Okay. We'll see. And if 2 years down the road this doesn't line up, I'm going to jump on them. And it's sort of the way I felt about Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy's a good example of this. Like, Waddle, you say to me all the time, you love the dude. And it came with not only loving what he said when he first got signed, but he gave me some substance early on. They were winning games. They were doing it in a fun way.
You know what you got? You got the Christmas turkey, and you got the word salad afterwards. You instead of the word salad first and then the entree after, you got it in reverse form from him.
Right, and there was a lot to love. And we were eating the turkey, and the next thing you knew, he was like, here's a bunch of poo on your plate. And what are we supposed to do when we sit and continue to eat? Are we going to eat poo? No.
No, I push it to the side.
Now we're like, okay, wait a minute now, dude. This is the second time in a row you're giving me poo. Something's not right here.
I'm laughing because the promo that played before we came on today had me saying the word poo on a number of occasions. And I said to Bleck before we came on, I said, boy, we use the word poo an awful lot on this show, don't we? And when you know, we're 10 minutes in and we've already reached our poo limit.
It's a simple analogy, right?
I know.
Like, you were fantastic with that. Like, you could take this turd and you can put it in a box and wrap it up really beautifully.
Yeah.
And then put a ribbon on top of it and everything like that.
But still a turd.
Still a turd. Still a turd.
I can put it in a cookie din and throw it under Brett Chico's his bed at Walsh Hall as sophomores in Boston College. It's still a turd in a cookie tin. It really is.
So that's just the way I choose to do it. You know me. I was sick of the Garpax run for many, many years. He had some good drafts. John Paxson, I respect. John Paxson, for a while there, was drafting well. John Paxson, for a while there, I was a believer in. But then he kept serving me up poo. And I'm like, I don't care how many game-winning championship shots you've hit. I'm not going to continue to eat your poo. There's something not right here. So then I sort of pivoted, and we need a new set of eyes here. Nothing personally. We need a new set of eyes here. And I begged and I pled and I asked ownership, please, please, please. I know how loyal you are. Please get a new guy to run the show. They got me a new guy to run the show. That guy who's running the show identified the clown who was on the sideline, and he said, we got a clown on the sideline. We got to show him the door. He showed him the door. Not only are we going to replace the clown, but we're going to replace him with a guy who's really good at developing talent, really good at establishing relationships, and could be the perfect coach for this perfect time for the Bulls. So he's shown me enough in this short time to not only give him the benefit of the doubt, but to maybe be a little bit more optimistic about the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I think you just laid it out for me. I was going to give him blind faith from my fandom from the beginning. But, like, if you analyze, it's early in the tenure, but there was a chance, or so we thought, that he would be forced to keep Jim Boylan as a coach, right?
Yes.
Well, even before that, he brought in Mark Eversley, who inside the industry is very well respected, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a good, I mean, that's universally acknowledged as a good move, correct?
Yes.
He could have kept Jim Boylan as the coach. He didn't do that.
Could have kept Gar as his sidekick.
He could have. He didn't. And then when Billy Donovan became available, they went out. So, I mean, so far, so good. So you would, even if some of that hadn't taken place, they still were going to get some of my blind loyalty.
Right.
Just because I'm excited about the new direction, and hopefully they can find their way and you can return to prominence. But I think the early returns are that they've earned the benefit of the doubt at this point. Do we know that Patrick Williams will end up being one of the steals of the 2020 draft, or one of the, you know, the best and most promising players of this? I don't know, but I'm, you know what? I'm going to ride with it. He's got my blind faith at this point. Whether that turns out to be ignorance 4 years from now or not, not sure. As I said yesterday, I'm going to follow blindly and reserve the right to actually be angry 3 or 4 years from now if it doesn't work out.
I just found it weird that we all wanted and demanded change. And the moment the guy did something that you didn't perceive as the right thing.
Why not the guy from Israel?
Yes.
You suck.
Yes, yes. Like, don't we get, isn't there a little bit of a honeymoon? Like, just a little bit? Do it. Can we at least let him play some exhibition games? Can we at least let him play a few games?
Like, I think we're yelling at the loud minority at this point.
I don't think so.
Really?
They were all over. These are personal relationships that I have. These were tweets. It prompted me to do a video last night. I could not believe it. And I'm the whiner.
Why weren't you in your weighted camo vest?
I know. I needed to. I should have been lifting downstairs.
But I'm just saying, like, you've got hundreds of thousands of friends, and you just gave us, like, four guys. Isn't that the loud minority?
These are my basketball friends. I didn't get one text from a friend saying I love the pick, because a lot of people, like you said, I think you got to the bottom line. We fear what we don't know, and we didn't know or understood why he didn't start at Florida State. And there were a lot of good reasons for that. Jordan Cornette, who we had on, is a big proponent of Patrick Williams. He runs the ACC network, doesn't he? Isn't he the boss there?
I think he owns it.
He and Shea
own it now.
He told you exactly why he didn't start. And there's some good stuff. I want to play you some sound from Karnishevich.
Hey, remember, Michael wasn't a member of his varsity team, right? Or didn't he get cut from his sophomore team? So, like, listen, I can bring
Devin Booker's another good example. How many guys, first of all, in their freshman year didn't start? He didn't stay 3 years. If he would have stayed 3 years and didn't start in all 3 years.
Wasn't he the youngest American-born prospect drafted last night? In the first round?
LaMelo, I believe, was younger. He's the second youngest guy in the draft.
Okay, second.
He was the youngest collegiate player,
okay,
I believe, is the way they termed
it.
Okay,
I got it.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. Your thoughts on the Bulls draft. Are you giving Karnishevich the benefit of the doubt. For years, we got smacked around by Gar Packs. Now, anybody who raises their arm, we're ready to flinch and ready to yell, ow, before they even hit us.
Like that dog that's been kicked one too many times.
Absolutely. Okay. We'll take all your calls and we'll tell you who Patrick Williams is next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is my favorite hot take from a friend, Waddle. I didn't even
read
you this one.
All right, here we go.
So I gave you Jordy, I gave you Brian, I gave you Mike. This is Chad. You met Chad in the 2016 World Series.
Chad Michael Michelson?
No. Chad went to college with me. Okay. He does a Cubs podcast. Huge Cubs fan. 7:43 p.m. last night, text message from Chad. I'm not going to say I'm all over NBA prospects, but a dude that offers to hook up his future teammates with flowers and has never started a college game seems like a stretch at number four. So he didn't like the flower feature.
I thought it was good.
Me too.
Now, I will say this as well. As much as I belabored the point in the last segment, that I think it's foolish to write this pick off as a bust for whatever reason, I also feel it would be foolish to suggest that he's going to be a home run. I'm just here to tell you, I have no damn idea what he's going to be as an NBA player. I'm just willing to sit back and watch it transpire.
Here's what Karnishevis said last night. So if we could play Bleck, the one from last night. I thought this is, and he was on with Cap today. We'll play you some of that. I thought this is a good summary of what they saw. So, you know, and he did rise in the mocks. A lot of the mocks, and people in the last 24 to 48 hours were all over Patrick Williams really being a possibility for the Bulls. So what did they see in him? Listen to Arturis Karnishevis.
I think his perception was, you know, I didn't agree with perception that people have of him, because they thought he's a raw athlete and he wasn't skilled. And when I saw his skill level and ball handling and shooting and ability to pass, I would disagree that he's just that, you know, raw athlete that, you know, he knows how to play. He just knows how to play. So I think another... You know, he's a versatile defender, so he can guard from 1 to 5. So I don't even know, Sam, what position he is. He's going to identify that when he gets here to Chicago and, you know, and Coach Donovan, he's going to be able to use him. He's plug him in, whatever he feels like he's going to be able to perform right now. But like I said, he can play multiple positions.
So he's a guy already who could defend at a high level in multiple positions. He's a great athlete. He can handle the ball a little bit. And now it's up to the Bulls to do what we've asked, is to develop them. You no longer have Jim Boylan on the sideline trying to develop or do what he does. You have Billy Donovan. You've added 5 or 6 different guys to the player development. They have an actual player development department.
I think
now.
They hired 4 different guys.
Yeah. They have
before
a department.
They had one.
They had a guy. Before they had
not
a player
mention,
development
yeah.
guy, now they have a player development department.
Now, I'm not talking about assistant coaches. I'm just talking about guys that's their title.
Exactly. That's other than coaches.
Right. So, I'm cautiously optimistic. I hope this is great. I am not sold. I am not going to make any guarantees. But it sounds good. I like the presentation. So let's see if they can develop this kid. Let's see if he can be, you know, a difference maker, because that's what they need. This team needs some difference makers.
Patrick in Bolingbrook, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Ty. Waddle, Tommy. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm weighing in for a couple of different reasons. My name is actually Patrick Williams.
All right. Are you 6'8"? Cool. Can you guard 4 positions?
You know what? I don't know if I could guard my 5-year-old at this point, but I can give it a shot.
Right. None of us can.
No, I mean, when I heard that the pick was, you know, potentially going to go towards Patrick Williams, of course, you know, the hilarity of it, you know, made the irony of it made it hilarious just because, you know, we have the same name. I'm a season ticket holder, have been for about 7 or 8 years. But, I mean, I don't know him as a player, but I do hope the new regime just makes better choices in terms of player development, kind of like Tommy just said. You know, we've drafted good players. We've had players that have gone on to other teams and have made a difference. But for whatever reason, things get here and they seem to stall. So
I'm with you, Patrick. Listen, I've said this. I don't care what level you're at or what sport you're in. To me, there are two components. One is identifying talent. The other is developing that talent. And I, as excited as I am to see them try to develop Patrick Williams, I'm also interested in watching Billy Donovan and his coaching staff try to unlock what's in Larry Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr. and Kobe White and see if somebody can get even more out of Zach LaVine. Like, I'm really, this was something that I really was down on last year and prior to that was the lack of development. I saw none of these guys get better over the course of time, and I get it. The majority of the responsibility for developing is on the player. This is professional basketball. But there is a component to it with regard to the coaching aspect. And I just felt like they were so deficient in that, that now I'm excited to see that take place.
Williams is buddies with Kobe White, too. And they supposedly they stayed in touch like every other day during the process of the draft. So he'll fit in nicely.
Well, I hear Mitch and Nick are good friends too, okay?
Right.
That I just I'm just saying that's
just
really
giving you a fact.
Okay,
you didn't mention Kobe White.
I'm just saying.
You mentioned all these guys and you didn't bring up Kobe White.
I know. I just like I just want you to be good.
Henry and Dalton, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Henry?
Hey fellas, I was just thinking about this last night when I heard the name Patrick Williams come off the board for the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls have drafted only two other guys with the last name Williams, Scott Williams and Jay Williams. Scott Williams was nothing more than a journeyman who happened to be on the same team with Jordan and won NBA titles with Jordan. Jay Williams never developed due to the motorcycle accident. The Bulls have a poor record of developing anybody with the last name Williams. That's all I got.
You're joking, right, Henry?
I'm be
no, this is it.
Henry, shut it down.
Henry,
thank you, Henry. Henry,
that's the show.
Come on, Henry's pulling our leg.
No,
right?
That's the show.
That's a bit, right? He was being like some of my texting friends.
27 minutes in. That's it.
No more Waddle, Sylvie. No more Bleck and Abdallah. We're going to the network. We're never going to beat that.
A poor track record with last name Williams.
That might be the Williamses.
The best slash dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's amazing. It's so outlandish. It's awesome.
They should have drafted a guy named Jordan.
Good track record with Jordan. Last name Jordan,
yes. James. Is there a Johnson or a Bird available?
Is there a Leonard out there we could get maybe? A Leonard? I don't want any Thompsons. They're injury prone.
What about the Chamberlains? Can you draft me a Chamberlain?
Can we get a little Curry? Is there a Curry out there we could get? Are they old enough yet?
Oh, and let's not forget, I've gotten the comp of Marvin Williams, too. People have done that. Oh, Marvin Williams at the UNC. He's top. My buddy did that. Same thing.
Can you do me a favor at the next break? Text
what?
All of your friends and ask them individually, all the Marty Blake, associates, how many Florida State games they all watched. I just want to know for my own edification. I just want to know if any of them. My hand is in the air, so I'm not playing this game like it. I have not seen Patrick Williams play a single second of basketball that I know of. I want to know if your buddies fall into the same category. Like, and again, I'm not guaranteeing you he's going to be great. It may not work out. I have no idea. But I want to know if your guys saw any of his games at Florida State.
Probably not. Remember, look, you know how much I love Mike North, right? You know how much I love Mike North. I'll never forget the day that I was listening to Mike North driving from Hallis Hall. And it was the introductor. I think it was actually before they even drafted him. It was
by the way, I think Northy's on a heater right now, so you better listen to this.
This isn't about gambling.
Oh, okay.
Northy was, I think Northy back in the day had like a big satellite, right? Even before DirecTV, like when you had the big satellite in your yard, or he was bragging about the satellite package that he had. And that satellite package never showed him any games that took place in New Mexico. Okay? He was telling me, oh, there's no way that the Bears should draft that kid, Urlacher, because I've watched a lot of college football. I've got satellites, and no one's ever shown me a kid from New Mexico as a stud. Like, that's the same thing. He never watched Brian play. Never watched him play. Kid from New Mexico did pretty well, did he not?
He did.
So,
I've seen kids play in bigger programs that come to the professional leagues and fail as well. Look, this is 100%. I'm coming clean. I don't think I've ever seen Patrick Williams dribble the basketball other than the highlights from last night. But I am cautiously.
You never started, Waddle. Maybe if you started, you would have been watching him a little bit more.
Maybe so. But I'm still, even with that as a, quote, check against him, I am cautiously optimistic that he will come here and the new staff and the new developmental guys will get the most out of him. And I'm hopeful that he's going to be an asset for my favorite NBA team.
Let me play you a couple of scouting reports when we come back. 332-3776. And these guys were on before they drafted Patrick Williams. So it wasn't like they're biased and telling us why he's going to make it because he's now a Bull. This was before he was even drafted by the Bulls. I want you to hear these. I want to tell you why C-Red Fred is a massive hypocrite.
Can
you top the Williams call? 332-3776. It's all coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
See, Red Fred slid into my DMs last night.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, and after
the
years,
big red Leviathan is coming your way, Sylvie.
Everything that they would do, because it was done by a man named Paxson, he would back, and he would sell, and he would be super fan about. And last night, the first draft of the new guy, after he had done some good things with getting rid of Boylan, hiring Donovan, building out the staff, developing a department to develop.
Hiring Eversley.
Yeah, all that. Mark my words, we will long rue the day that we let Isaac Okoro fall to the Cavs at number five.
See, he called in. He had to go. He said he had to go at 2:30 for an appointment or
something.
You know
why? He didn't want to deal with me. That's why.
But he said after.
Whoa, were you going to smack him down?
No. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. You got the. I know, Chris, you spent a lot of time on Cap and Company before it was Cap and Jay Hood. Do you have the sound effect from the TV show, the popular TV show, Flipper? Do you have that sound effect?
I don't play that.
Okay,
that's
you're not allowed
me.
To.
It's not for Cap.
Happy birthday to Cap today. Turned 60.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Cap.
Yeah. Today's the station holiday.
Did they play your message, Sylvie?
I think they did this morning.
Early? The guys told me you were mean.
Who, me?
That's what I heard.
We could play it if you want to hear it. I don't think I was mean.
So
I was told I was here for a roast.
Before we play it.
What was that from? Hold on, Abdallah. What's that from? You're referencing something, and my brain is not allowing me to remember it.
I actually wasn't trying to reference something.
That was Carmen's
situation. Yeah, Carmen, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, when Carmen, yeah.
Yeah, Sylvie, you offended Carmen, right? Didn't you at that point?
When did I offend Carmen?
Didn't you speak? Was it at Carmen's?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. But Carmen's 30th birthday, I want to say.
Right.
That's how old this is. His brother set up a roast in a bar where we were serving lots and lots of alcohol.
Right, and Carmen's parents were there, right?
Right, and yeah. I was the last speaker, too. You know, and we're talk show hosts, we're partners, we're friends. I went after everyone. I went after his wife, Karen, at the time, his girlfriend. I went after
you were the Jeff Ross of the whole thing.
I was making manscaping jokes back then. Back then, and his dad was filming it all.
Oh boy!
Yeah, and
you thought you were the roast master.
And they told me that Karen and his parents were upset. And I looked at his brother. I go, I thought I was here for a roast. Don't tell me to roast someone if you don't want me to roast someone.
It probably sounded more like
that was the message sent out, was it?
I thought it was. Hey, guys, any chance you can send a heartfelt happy 60th birthday to Cap that we can play tomorrow? I don't think there was any reference to a roast there, but I could be mistaken.
I thought I was here for a roast.
You know it. You
it's one,
I was swearing
it's
and slurring.
It had to be closed captioned as well.
All one word.
Yeah. It should be my fantasy football name.
Yeah, Sylvie's participation here in this roast will be closed captioned.
You put that camera away, sir. This is going to get dirty.
Pull the message. I heard your guys's. Yeah. It was good.
Thank you.
All right, but so wait. So back to you, Abdallah. What were you saying before
he called? He called now and said that after watching plenty of tape,
sure,
he is now fully on board.
Oh yeah, the Red Leviathan has
fully
re-risen.
On board with Zach Williams
changed,
or with
yeah.
Zach with Patrick yeah. Williams.
Well,
Zach
if
Williams.
He would have listened to the program yesterday, we tried to tell Bulls fans that Patrick Williams is a talented player. That the downside is very low, and that's why. Yesterday, we were all kind of hinting that that's the way the Bulls would possibly lean. And the other thing, just before we get to the Sylvie message, the Okoro love from C-Red Fred. Remember yesterday, what did he call him? Denny Average?
Yes,
he
right.
He said Denny Avdija can't shoot. He's Denny Average. Yet his Okoro love, at no point did he mention that Okoro shoots 28% from three, 67% from the free throw line. So Denny Average, but the guy he was pumping, also could not shoot the basketball and struggles offensively when he's not around the rim. But best of luck to you, C-Red Fred. Best of luck.
It's a good point. And Chris, what you said, that's
so. Well, I mean, Waddle, we're trying to get information out there, and he's, Leviathan.
He's right.
He's a
hypocrite.
Seventh championship. Here I come, bopping down the street.
Flipper.
It's unbelievable.
We
do it every time. We're like, this guy's not right. So there he is. We acknowledge it. And then, a month passes and he calls back for the seventh championship. Here we go. Leviathan. Here we go. It's like, no. Listen, buddy. It's not correct.
You guys
incorrect.
See Chris's little gyrations.
You want me to go do it in the studio?
Yeah. Go do it in the studio. Put the headphones down.
Let me see. Let me
it's very funny.
Twitch,
go to do it.
TV,
it was like
I
he was rocking back
either.
And forth. It was something off.
Let me look it here. It's a Twitch channel brought to you by DraftKings at Casino Queen. There he is. You're underneath the DraftKings sign.
Yeah,
you
can see enough of it.
Yeah, barely. Yeah.
All right. Don't hit your head on the DraftKings sign.
He was actually standing straight up. He's only 5'2". No, I'm joking.
I'm short. Yeah.
So, but that's why I liked Patrick Williams. The stuff that I read is because he's got the chance to be a guy who has the highest floor because he's going to defend everybody. But he also, in the same package... Nice package.
Hey.
Has a chance to have the highest ceiling.
That's a package.
That's pretty good. I'm good
low
with
risk.
This. In a
potential high reward.
This draft was a big spin of the wheel to begin with, right? Like, there were no sure things in this draft. Number one was no sure thing. So if you're going to take a shot at a guy who is a pretty high floor, but yet has... one of the highest ceilings. Let's go. He's an athlete. He's versatile. He's young. We are putting all our stock in development. Let's go.
And I get why everyone points to Kawhi Leonard because if you
he's got
watch
really
him,
big hands.
Well, and Waddle, you said you haven't watched him. If you sit down and watch some highlights or you watch just game footage of him at Florida State, here's the way I would describe it. You guys know how Kawhi Leonard makes the perfect basketball move at all times, and his body wastes no energy, so he's like super efficient when he has the basketball.
He's never out of control. He's
never out of control, and he's like always in the perfect positioning body-wise, either on defense or offense.
And the ball looks like a ping pong ball in his hand.
Yeah, Patrick Williams has a quiet, confident demeanor about him on the floor, and he's wasting no energy moving and finding spots on the floor.
Right.
Now, does that translate into being a top five player in the league? No. But he looks like a player who is confident in his body type right now, he can hit open three-point shots. He can guard, like we've heard AK say, one through five. Like Sylvie said, the floor of a player like this is pretty high to begin with. And like, he's going to be a serviceable starting player. Listen, for a good team.
Take all my NBA money. Like, right now, you could sell me an NBA bridge and I'd be with you right now.
Waddle, even
that's
though,
just
you
where
know,
I'm at.
Waddle, you said, you were saying yesterday, and a lot of people are saying, well, he didn't even start. He was fourth on their team in minutes, even though he didn't start, because they were playing a lot of upperclassmen.
I was just reading what was on the ESPN thing that said,
so do you have that quote?
I don't think he
no, 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 it's not a knock on you, because like all of us, none of us are watching Florida State basketball.
Right.
They were good, though, and that's
why they play so many guys.
There was another kid on that team that was drafted in the top 10 last night, right?
Right.
They had 10 guys play over 10 minutes a game.
Right, and Leonard Hamilton say, someone asked him why he didn't start, he said because he finished.
Right.
He finished.
Right.
He was on the
it's
floor
not how you
for finishing
start,
time.
Or if you start, it's whether or not you finish.
And again,
like
I'm not promising you he's going to be good, but I'm giving him a chance. I heard another Bulls, a former Bulls name, and it's not Tyrus Thomas, that he reminds some guys of. I'll give you that name. I still got to give you the scouting reports.
Dougie McBucket.
And we didn't play. We got to play the cap message.
Yeah, I have it here.
So we got so much going on. We got a ton of people watching us on twitch.tv/ESPN1000.
Chris, come back in and do that gyration again when you get a chance.
Seventh Leviathan. Here we go.
And we're
going
to get all your calls at 332-3776.
Save money and energy like a boss. Find ideas and incentives for your facility from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/likeaboss.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000 and the Waddle and Sylvie Show presents the countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Bears players of the last 50 years.
Dick Butkus was pretty scary, huh?
Here he is, galloping gale, carrying the mail.
The best is yet to come, it really is.
Mike Ditka's NFC champions were as bold on offense as they were on defense in this title game. As McMahon rifled a deep pass from his own end zone.
Quick pitch to Walter, looking for the record, cuts back, he's got it!
Pass is intercepted by that guy, Brian Urlacher.
Hester's gonna take it all the way for a touchdown!
Presented by Great Clips.
At Great Clips, they want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why they created the Great Care Promise. It's their commitment to helping you look great and stay as safe as possible. Great Clips, it's going to be great.
All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
The countdown continues with the seventh greatest Bears player of the last 50 years.
Go Bears!
For a little context, number eight, which we just did on Tuesday, was Mongo. So you can recap all of them by following us on Instagram. It's ESPN_Chicago to get a recap of our top 20 list as we're up to number seven. Waddle, this guy was finally admitted into the Hall of Fame.
He was a member of the first team all 80s decade team. He is a tackle out of the University of Pittsburgh. His name is Jimbo Covert, and he was one hell of a football player. His career was cut short because of a significant back injury, but he, for a stretch of time, he was as dominant as there was in the National Football League.
Starts up front, right? And
oh,
that
yes.
80s Bears teams, those teams were so known for their defense, but
this?
They protected the quarterback.
How about this? Jimbo was part of a line in the all 80s all decade team, and that line consists of, at tackle, Anthony Munoz and Jimbo Covert, John Hanna and Russ Grimm at guard, and Dwight Stevenson at center. That's elite company, and it's well-deserved recognition for him as well.
And he's getting into the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's been inducted because of COVID yet. Remember, he was supposed to go in this past summer.
Right.
But I don't know if they've – I think all of those things have been canceled. Jimbo's a great guy, business guy. Wasn't he roommates, too, with Dan Marino back in college?
Well, they were best of friends. I'm not 100% sure they were roommates. They may have been. They've been business partners in different successful businesses. They're good friends. Jimbo, as I've said, it was one of the most accomplished players you'd ever be around. one of the when it got time to be mean, he was mean off the field. One of the biggest and nicest gentlemen you'll ever be around.
So caller 20 right now will win a $50 gift card to Great Clips. 312-332-3776. Great Clips.
It's going to be great.
And thank you to them for being great partners. And another great top 20 list as we get closer and closer to the top five. We'll have number six next Tuesday before the holiday. Before we get back to the phones, I want to play you the scouting reports that I promised you. We had Jeff Goodman on the show. Jeff has covered the college game for many, many, many years. Lots of great connections with scouts. He was on the show yesterday. He works with Stadium. And he was a fan of Patrick Williams before the Bulls even selected him.
I mean, he looks like Kawhi. He's built like Kawhi. Kawhi couldn't shoot it at San Diego State. You know, I saw him his freshman, sophomore year there, and he really couldn't shoot the ball at all. And we kind of know that. With work, he got better. But shooting with repetition, you can get better on. Pat Williams will get better at his shot, but he can guard multiple positions, probably four spots in the NBA. He is big, strong, super athlete, plays hard, as high a character kid as you're going to find. I just think he's going to get better and better. And in this day of where the multidimensional wing is so important, the multidimensional forward, like a Jason Tatum. I'm not saying he's going to be Tatum, but Jason Tatum did not shoot the ball well from three, guys. When I first kind of laid eyes on him, sophomore high school, even at Duke, and he worked at it. And now he's become Jason Tatum. I'm not saying, again, Pat Williams is going to be Jason Tatum or Kawhi Leonard, but I think he's got that it factor to him. It just may take a little bit to get there.
All right, I got the basketball warm and fuzzies.
Yeah.
I'm in.
One of my buddies who follows it and does watch Florida State said, look, he may even be a Luol Deng type player, 6'8". Luol, remember, didn't develop until he got Tibbs here.
You'd take that, wouldn't you? If this guy has
absolutely
a career like Luol Deng at four, you'll take that all day, every day.
What'd Lou do? Lou would lock down LeBron. Lou would guard Kobe. Lou would guard the great, and his three-point shot got better. And then he became a huge part of Tom Thibodeau's teams. Here's Fran Fraschilla on Cap Show. Again, these are all scouting reports. They didn't come on after the Bulls selected Patrick Williams and tell us how good they're going to be. This is just when we were previewing the guys who they could possibly pick, and they gave us the scouting report. This is Fran Fraschilla.
The thing about Patrick Williams now, he is absolutely the flavor of the month in this draft. He's the second youngest guy in the draft. He's one of those guys that if Chicago took him at four, the basketball community, quote unquote, would say, well, it's a little high, but we get it. Because I think he's going to be gone by seven anyway. And what this kid has is the basement is solid NBA starter when he grows up, because he's literally only 19 years old. And the ceiling is, well, this is one of those kids in the draft we could look back on and say, this kid was just like where Kawhi Leonard was coming in. You know, we knew he was good. We underrated him a little bit. And Chicago did the right thing at four and drafted him. But you're going to have to wait a couple of years. Incredible kid, 6'8", can play inside and out, plays with toughness. Did not start a single game at Florida State. But that doesn't matter. You know, at four, it's not really a reach if it's a kid that turns out to be, in a draft like this, with no Zion, a young man that ends up being like a potential all-star when he's 24 or 25.
There you go. So two really good basketball insiders.
I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Phil's also in. Really quick, Phil, before we have to take a break, and then we're going to have Adam Amin. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What up, boys?
Everything's good.
You, Phil.
Awesome. So I am a 2013 grad at Florida State, grew up here in Naperville. Big, big Bullies fan. I'm fired up today. I love all the comments that I've been hearing. I don't want to go too far on the Kawhi piece. I mean, would I love that? Of course. But I watched every minute of Florida State basketball. He's a raw talent. I like the Lou Deng comparison. If I get something between Lou Deng and Kawhi Leonard, I'm a happy man. But I love the move to take him at four, and I'm excited to rep my Seminole here in Chicago.
There you go. Phil, great stuff. Really good call. Thank you. 332-3776. More of your phone calls. And Adam Amin, don't forget, not only is he this awesome nationally televised football announcer, but he is now the voice of the Bulls. We'll talk to our buddy Adam Amin in 2 short minutes.